Have you ever watched an airplane take off in near silence? Not quiet. Not reduced noise. Silence that makes you question what you just saw. I'm Vector on Clear Direct Radio Hangar, and that moment happened in September of 2022 at Grant County International Airport in Moses Lake, Washington, when an airplane called Alice lifted off for the first time. Built by a company called Eviation, Alice is not an Eve DOL. It is not a helicopter replacement. It is not a personal air taxi. It is a full-size, fixed-wing, 9-passenger commuter airplane designed to do the same short-haul routes that your Cessna Caravan and Beechcraft 1900 do today, except it runs entirely on batteries. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins marking the milestones that actually matter to pilots. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole path. Beautifully crafted, built to last, check them out at aviationsoul.com. So let's break this down. What is Alice really? Picture a sleek, high-wing commuter aircraft with a wingspan of about 57 feet, two electric motors mounted on the tail in a pusher configuration. It is designed for a maximum cruise speed of around 260 knots and a range target of 250 nautical miles with reserves. That range number is the one that matters, and it is the one we are going to spend most of our time on. The airframe is built almost entirely from composite materials. Carbon fiber, lightweight structures everywhere, because when your fuel weighs literally nothing, the thing that kills you is the weight of the batteries, and Alice carries a lot of batteries. The energy storage system on Alice is built around lithium-ion cells, and the total battery pack weighs in the neighborhood of 8,200 pounds. For context, the empty weight of a Cessna Caravan is around 4,000 pounds. Alice is carrying roughly the weight of an entire caravan just in battery. Here is what most people miss about electric airplane design. In a conventional airplane, you burn fuel and you get lighter as you fly. Your airplane actually performs better as the flight progresses. The last 30 minutes of a 4-hour flight, you are a significantly lighter machine than you were at takeoff. With batteries, you take off heavy and you land heavy. That weight never changes. So you have to design the landing gear, the wing structure, and every performance calculation around the fact that your airplane weighs exactly the same, whether it is fresh off the ramp or completing a 200-mile leg. That changes everything about how you think about performance. Eviation was founded in 2015 by Omer Bar-Yohei in Israel. The company later moved significant operations to Arlington, Washington, to be closer to the flight testing and certification infrastructure in the United States. The idea from the beginning was not to build a technology demonstrator. It was to build a certified, commercially operated commuter aircraft. And to their credit, they have been chasing that goal with a specific market in mind. The short regional routes. The ones between small airports separated by 100, 150, 200 miles. Think Cape Air. Think Mokulele Airlines in Hawaii, hopping between islands. Think the feeder routes in the Pacific Northwest or the Great Lakes region. These are routes where a turboprop or a piston twin burns expensive fuel for a 30 or 40 minute flight. The utilization rate is high, the distances are short, and the airports are often in communities that would love quieter operations. On paper, this is exactly where electric propulsion makes the most economic sense. The data tells an interesting story when you look at operating costs. Eviation has projected that Alice could cut direct operating costs by as much as 60 to 70% compared to a conventional turboprop on those same routes. Now, I want to be honest with you. Those projections are based on models, not on years of airline revenue service. We do not have real-world cost data yet because Alice has not entered service. But the math behind the claim is not magic. Electricity is cheaper per unit of energy than jet fuel or avgas. Electric motors have dramatically fewer moving parts than turbine engines. No hot section inspections, no gearbox overhauls, no oil changes. The maintenance savings alone are potentially enormous. But let's talk about the problems. Because there are problems, and they are not small. Range. 250 nautical miles sounds like a lot until you start doing real-world flight planning. You need reserves, you need alternates, you need to account for headwinds. A 20-knot headwind on a 200-mile leg does not just slow you down. It increases your energy consumption significantly, because you're fighting that wind for a longer period. In a jet-fueled airplane, you carry extra gas. In Alice, you cannot just add more batteries. You already weigh 8,000 pounds in cells. Add more, and you start eating into payload. There is no easy answer here. The energy density of even the best lithium-ion batteries today is around 250 watt-hours per kilogram. Jet fuel gives you about 12,000 watt-hours per kilogram. That is nearly a 50-to-1 ratio. Batteries are getting better, but they are not closing that gap anytime soon. Charging infrastructure is the second big issue. If Alice lands at a small regional airport and needs to recharge before the next leg, where does that power come from? Most small airports do not have the electrical infrastructure to fast charge an 8,000-pound battery pack. You are talking about megawatt-class charging stations. That is not a wall outlet. That is a small substation. Somebody has to build those. Somebody has to pay for them, and they need to be at every airport in the route network. Eviation's answer to the charging question has been to partner with companies working on aviation charging networks, and they have also explored a battery swap concept where you could theoretically pull the depleted pack and drop in a fresh one, turning the airplane around quickly without sitting on the ramp for a 45-minute charge. That is an elegant idea in theory. In practice, it means standardized battery packs, a logistics chain for moving charged packs between stations, and a whole ecosystem that does not exist yet. Now here's where Alice gets genuinely interesting from a certification standpoint. Eviation is pursuing full Part 23 certification with the Federal Aviation Administration. This is the same certification pathway used by the Pilatus PC-12, the Daher TBM series, any normal category airplane under 19,000 pounds. They are not asking for an exemption. They are not building an experimental aircraft with limited operational approval. They want a type certificate that would allow any Part 135 operator to put Alice into revenue service just like any other commuter airplane. That is ambitious. The FAA has been working on what they call special conditions for electric propulsion because existing certification standards were written for combustion engines. The regulations assume things like fuel flow, fuel contamination, fuel tank venting, flame-out procedures. None of those concepts apply to an electric motor. So, the FAA has had to develop new rules around battery thermal management, battery containment in case of thermal runaway, emergency procedures for electrical failures, and redundancy requirements for the propulsion system, the magnesium fluoride gas suppression systems, the cell-level thermal isolation barriers, the multiple layers of battery management software. These are new engineering challenges that do not have 50 years of service history behind them. Every solution is being validated for the first time. Eviation announced in 2021 that they had secured orders from several operators. Cape Air, the New England regional carrier, placed an order for a fleet of Alice aircraft. DHL signed on for 12 units intended for feeder cargo operations using a cargo variant of the airframe. Global Crossing Airlines also placed an order. Those commitments represent real market demand, but orders and deliveries are very different things. The first flight in September of 2022 lasted about 8 minutes. That is not unusual for a first flight of a new type. You take it up, you verify basic handling qualities, you bring it back. Every first flight is short and cautious. Since then, Eviation has continued the flight test campaign, expanding the envelope incrementally. They have been flying at Moses Lake and building up the data the FAA needs to see. The timeline has slipped. Originally, Eviation projected entry into service around 2024. That has been pushed back. Certification is now expected sometime in the 2027 to 2028 window, and even that assumes no major setbacks. I want to be straight with you. Timelines in aviation certification always slip, always. The Cirrus SF-50 took years longer than planned. The Eclipse 500 went through bankruptcy before jets started delivering. That is not a criticism of Eviation specifically. It is the reality of certifying a new aircraft type, especially one with a propulsion system the FAA has never certified before. Where does this leave us? Alice represents something genuinely new, not an air taxi, not a personal aircraft, a working commuter airplane designed for operators who fly short routes all day, every day. If Eviation delivers on even most of what they are promising, the economics could fundamentally change how regional air service works. Quieter operations mean fewer noise complaints, which means more community support for small airports. Lower operating costs mean routes that are currently marginal become profitable, and zero direct emissions mean operators can market environmental benefits that are not just greenwash. But the path from first flight to revenue service is long, expensive, and full of unknowns. Battery technology needs to continue improving. Charging infrastructure needs to be built. The FAA needs to finish writing the rules, and aviation needs to keep the lights on financially long enough to get through all of it. If you are a pilot flying Part 135 commuter routes today, Alice is worth watching. Not because it is going to replace your airplane next year, it is not, but because the technology behind it is maturing faster than most people in the industry realize, and the operators who start planning for electric now, understanding the infrastructure requirements, the route limitations, the maintenance differences, those operators will be the ones ready when the type certificate finally comes through. Most of the technical details in this segment come from Eviation's published specifications and FAA special conditions documentation, with additional context from reporting by Aviation Week and Bjorn Ferm's analysis at Lehem News. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. Fly quiet out there.